When the night started, there were a few supporters in a massive ballroom at the Rosen Center Hotel, not far from Orlando's theme parks. One of the most lively and first on the scene, though, was retiree Sue Gibbs of Sarasota County. Wearing a hat with a stuffed elephant and an American flag sticking out of it and covered in Gingrich pins, she was easily the Gingrich supporter with the most flair. Gibbs says she likes Gingrich's style and his previous track record in Washington, D.C.
To me, yes, he has baggage. He's done things wrong, but he's also done an awful lot of things right. And feeling as deeply about America as I do, that's why I want Newt.
Commercial real estate broker Flora Reese moved to Orlando 2 years ago. And before the race was called, Reese said she was prepared, no matter what the result, to stick with Gingrich.
I think we just need to continue with him and take this fight all the way to Tampa. And I'll be there with him, supporting him 100% in spirit, in talking, in protesting that we need someone different, and in giving him my money.
Orange County Republican Chairman Lou Oliver was also in the crowd. He wasn't endorsing anyone in the contest. Oliver says the primary process so far has been important, but that a lot of factors contributed to Romney's Florida victory.
Governor Romney certainly acquitted himself well in the last two debates. He doesn't hurt that he has a lot more resources than Mr. Gingrich does. Partly it's the mood of the state, it's a different state. And it's the national trends and momentum and a whole host of other things. What we have learned in the primary process so far is that if you don't like the weather this week, stay tuned. It may be completely different next week, so you never know.
When Gingrich spoke, he focused on using Florida as a springboard, much as he has each consecutive electoral contest since Iowa. It's the strategy of an underdog who believes he can win.
It turned out that if you have ideas and you have solutions and you're positive and you can communicate a better future and you have a history of actually doing something in the past, that the combination begins to reach the American people.
While Gingrich attacked Mitt Romney, President Obama, and U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, he refused to concede defeat. After the event finished, Gingrich's daughter, Jackie Gingrich Cushman, said her father is still feeling good after Florida.
He really laid out the next stage of the campaign. People talk about Florida, but we have to really remember this is a continual campaign. It started in Iowa when we had many candidates, and then New Hampshire, and then South Carolina when we had fewer candidates. And at every stage, it's a little different. And so I think the important thing about Florida is, even though after we won in South Carolina by 12 points and we came in here with a lot of momentum, we knew Florida was different.
Florida has different money, demographics, and different size. So Gingrich's daughter says the final result was not a surprise. She says she and her father are looking ahead to Las Vegas and tackling the next 46 states before the Republican National Convention this summer in Tampa. I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.